Hollywood.
Glitz and glamour.
Pretty Malik gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip
on Virgin Radio.
Go on, Pretty, give us it.
So Bad Bunny is suing his own fan for uploading footage from his concert onto YouTube. So this guy named Eric, he went to his concert in February in Utah, in Salt Lake City, and he posted up videos. Now, everyone posts up videos of concerts, but what he did was he had really good seats and a really high quality camera.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's not allowed. It's like going into the cinema.
Yeah, and he uploaded like 9-minute full-on performances onto his YouTube page.
That's too
much. So people can watch. So Bad Bunny is not happy. He's suing him. He wants $150,000 for every single video that he uploaded. Wow. A lot of them have been deleted. And he obviously wants a cease and desist and blah, blah, blah. He's like, listen, this guy, everyone's going to go to his YouTube page, not mine. And I'm the one who monetizes my YouTube page from these performances. I don't know if he needs to go on and sue him. I think he could just send a letter. And
well, maybe he's just trying to scare him so he'll never do it
again. I know,
again.
But like with YouTube, you can just send a strike and then it automatically goes down.
Yeah.
Right? He wants to teach him a lesson.
I guess so. But it's like he won't be his fan anymore.
I know. What a way to lose a fan.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Okay. Let's talk some Oscars gossip. It happened yesterday. But of course, we got to talk about a lot of the after parties. One of the things that we didn't get to talk about yesterday was Vanessa Hudgens, who rocked up to the red carpet. And she's pregnant.
Prego.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes. High
Gabriella.
School like you'll know that. High School Musical.
High School Musical. Okay.
Only the most iconic movie ever.
I don't know about that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Google Vanessa. Okay.
I will.
Hudgens.
Yeah. I know the name.
So she came onto the red carpet, full on baby bump mode. So congratulations to her and her husband, Cole Tucker. She went to the after party as well. She looks stunning. So
well done.
Well done to her. Now let's talk about some of the after parties. Kim Kardashian, Odell Beckham Jr. This thing is totally happening. They were looking totally loved up. They first went to the Vanity Fair party together. Mm. Then they went to Beyonce and Jay-Z's after party together. They were clearly not aware that they were being filmed because they were very close. The rumors have been going on for months that these two are together. They also went to the Super Bowl together. You know, the last time Kim actually publicly said who she was dating was 2022 Pete Davidson. She's not said anything after that. I think she learned her lesson to keep it quiet.
Who is Odell Beckham Jr.?
He's a football player.
NFL player.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the hot new couple, Rossi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that you not were not too sure about his hairstyles, but he looks like a nice guy.
Odell.
Some interesting hairstyles going on.
Well, and you know what? I know we're in 2024, but it feels like we're in 2004 at the moment because at the Vanity Fair party, Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton were there together.
Wow.
They didn't walk in together. But they were both at the party at the same time.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know, Lindsay, Paris, Kim Kardashian, Nicole Richie, they were like the girls, the it girls of the party scene in LA and New York. And they used to party every single night together.
Yeah.
Including Britney, too, sometimes. Yes. Like, Britney would hang out with them. So this is Paris Hilton talking to Entertainment Tonight. But it just seems like the topic of discussion for these two has changed over the years.
Oh, my God, so many years. Yes. But we've been talking just about all the mom things, and it's just so exciting just to have this next phase in our life, and I'm so proud of her.
I know. Does it feel like a mom's night out? Are you ready to celebrate?
I'm ready to celebrate. It's going to be fun. My sister's about to pull up right now, so
I love it.
Mom's night out.
Times have changed.
Right? Yeah. It's like they're discussing mom things and what diapers are better instead of just partying.
But even her voice is grown up. You know, she's not not doing that Californian accent anymore.
Well, I think she's still trying there. We know her real voice. We've spoken to her in that real voice. Yeah.
It's an act, the whole thing, right?
The whole high-pitched, like, California, LA vibe. I mean, she's from New York, but yeah, LA vibe is like,
she's a misunderstood woman. She's so lovely, Paris Hilton.
She is the nicest person.
A friend of mine was DJing in the UK, right? And she was on after him, and he said to her, could you intro me on stage? And she said, yeah, no problem.
She's just the coolest.
So nice.
That's so nice.
He's only like 18 or something.
Oh, I love that.
So that was lovely.
She's sliving.
I love it.
She really
hit us
is.
With your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries.